Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. This podcast is for members of Real Estate Excellence only, so regrettably, if you're not a member, it's of no benefit to you. Well, members, we're well and truly into 2024, and this update is about the February 2024 member update. I'm just finalising it at the moment, and as usual, just giving you a shout out in relation to the contents and what's available for you. And as a reminder, I see this, the member update service, as probably one of the most critical services I provide as part of your membership. So the February member update, it's going to be at Member Online from the 25th of January, and we're going to email it to you as usual, but on the 30th of January. Now the contents, property management part, insurance and the lessor client. We're seeing an alarming amount of membership inquiries and support required in relation to this. Due to escalating costs in so many ways, we know, but in particularly insurance, it appears there might be a bit of momentum that lessors are foregoing insurance for their rental property. You'll see as part of the update information that's critical for you to understand about this, but particularly in relation to public liability insurance. So, very important reminder, if you need any information prior to the update being sent to you or put a member online, be sure to email us, of course. We're also seeing a bit of a trend in recent weeks in relation to repeated breaches and misunderstandings about notice to leaves and what repeated multiple breaches really means. So the other part of the property management update is repeated breaches and the law. The licensee administration and sales part is a regrettable story, but about an agent who's been sued for an open house driveway injury. So it's an article sourced in relation to that. Now, the QCAT case of the month follows on from part of the property management update, and it's in relation to a QCAT appeal where an application for a termination order was made in relation to repeated breaches, and tribunal refused to make the order, and because it was unlawful, and because sadly this person had misunderstood the law and in relation to notice to leaves and repeated breaches and the massive differences. So that's a QCAT case of the month. Now, the lessor newsletter template of the month is a template. It's a public liability insurance details request form to send to your clients and give them X amount of time, and then I urge you to follow them up. And also a reminder to look at the contractual terms of your management agreement in relation to what the owner is contracted to in relation to public liability insurance, and also agents can request it. Thank you, as always, for being a valued member of Real Estate Excellence. It's greatly appreciated. I look forward to another wonderful year with you all. Just celebrated 14 years and wouldn't be here without your support. I've also included the PME training and education half day and special one day events, which are held in Brisbane for the year as well. And just while I have you, there'll be three half day events held throughout Queensland this year. The first one's throughout February and March. You'll see more in the update or again, and as always, we're an email away for any support. Thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.